So let's get started using our metronome. The first thing is about the different types of metronomes. There's metronomes on your phone. There's metronomes that are mechanical that have an arm that swings back and forth. This one happens to be a portable digital metronome where, you know, it's about the size of one of those old guitar tuners. And, oh, that's another thing, too. The guitar tuners may sometimes have a metronome in it. A lot of modern metronomes have what they call a tap feature, which is very helpful. Unlike the old mechanical ones that only skip every four beats. So, you know, you'll have like 60 BPM and then the next setting is 64 BPM. If you want to play at 63 BPM, you can't. Not with that metronome. So not only do these digital metronomes go by ones rather than fours, but they also have a tap feature. What I mean by that is, you know, let's suppose you're not sure what tempo you should be setting your metronome to. Very, very common question, right? Well, let's do an example. Suppose I'm strumming, I'm going to do a very basic example and strum, I've been working on the railroad, and without knowing what my metronome setting should be, if, let's say I'm around here, like, so I'm working on, let's say, my strumming or my chord switching, G and C I'm playing. By the way, these musical examples, you do not have to play them when you go home. Not these specific examples. Just take the concepts and put it into whatever you're working on right now. So if I don't know my tempo, I don't know how fast that is. Rather than putting the metronome on and fishing around for it, which can be very distracting, the tap feature allows you to tap the same. So my strum is da, da, da. Down I do, that's where I'm gonna tap my little feature here. Hang on. So I set my tap tempo and I'm gonna just like, I've been working on the rail. So that's about 80 BPM right there. And so now this is at 80 and I'm gonna strum along to that. You have to listen to the metronome. This is a very important skill. You can't be a great musician without listening to whatever's around you. You can memorize the song and play it by yourself, I suppose. But if you want to be a musician who plays with other people, you got to learn to listen to them. You know, listen first, then play. You know, one of the most potent things ever said by Miles Davis. So listening to the metronome. Now, with regards to digital metronomes, a lot of times you can program getting the one beat stronger than the other three beats. So for each metronome is going to be different, but just program your metronome if you want to so that the first beat is different. One, two, three, four. So you hear how that first beat was different. So I don't mean to bore the more advanced students, but you know that's a very big deal. If you can program it to 4/4, then every time the chord switches, I mean, yeah, then every time the one beat clicks differently, as you can hear, that's when the chord switches. So and it helps you keep in time. Okay. So that's an example in 4/4. What about cut time? Cut time is when it's in 4/4, but the beat is fast enough that it's easier to count in two, so to speak. Cut time is like 2/2, two half notes instead of four chord notes. Technically, it's written the same. The notes will still look the same in the bar, but your counting will be half. So let me just demonstrate. Like, let's say if it was when the Saints go marching in. So when the Saints. I'm using my tap feature, marching in. Okay, so that's, it says 98 there. But really the tempo is 196, whatever 98 times 2 is. Yeah, 196. Because, when the 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Okay, so you got it, but my click is only on the 1 and 3. Does that make sense? So and I can play around with that. Now, I'm going to play around with that because this is an audio CD and it's just for listening. Just that, a simple chord progression. There's only like three chords in that song. I mean, I'm embellishing a little bit, but just that, a simple 1 and 3 count on a groove like that. It's so much fun. All right. Here I wasn't perfect in that, and this is part of what playing to a metronome is. It, you know, it keeps you honest, but it doesn't, you can't use it as a crutch, like I keep saying. So that wasn't rhythmically perfect right now. I'm not warmed up or anything. I didn't prepare this Saints Go Marching In example for you. I didn't practice this ahead of time. There were times where my time wasn't exactly right on, but at least I could hear it. So developing the skill of listening to the metronome more than yourself, making it more important, is a be-all end-all in terms of timing. You know, if you want to hear a little secret, the students who progress the quickest, like when I count off a song, this is just something for you to think about. When I count off a song, like Let's Do It Together, like if I play an example, suppose I played that little, okay, let's try it together. 2, 3, and then in the middle of my counting, they start. Like they don't wait for the one beat. They start, and then I always say, "Well, let's do it together." You know, I can tell that they're not listening to the rhythm as like the biggest, most important element. Even more important than what you play is how you play it. This is like a huge. I guess I should write that down for myself. It's not even as important what you play, it's how you play it. I mean, I've had students say, you know, "I don't want to play When the Saints Go Marching In, it's a stupid song," or whatever they say, you know, and I say, well, yeah, but, you know, once you hear John Scofield play it, you know, then your attitude will change. Has that ever happened to you? Like, you know, this song that you thought was so corny, and then all of a sudden you hear this artist do it, and you're like, oh, that's so cool. And so it wasn't that the song itself was good or bad, it was how they performed it. Makes sense? So I could play the simplest stuff all day long if I can make it my own, but I'm digressing. The most important thing I'm saying here is to listen to the metronome more than yourself, okay? And this is also demonstrating cut time for the metronome as well. It's on 1 and 3, all right? The next example is you can play in 3/4 time. So let me just do an example of this. Let me tap in 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right, so the metronome says 167. And I'm gonna play an original song that I wrote called Waltz with Rhythm. This is when the metronome's in 3/4 time. Like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And I actually don't like that, it's too slow for my tune. So I'm gonna use the tap tempo again. Actually, you know what I could do? For 3/4 time, sometimes you can tap in one. It's a very important thing for 3/4 time. So rather than tap all three beats, I was too slow at 167. Now I tapped it in at one, on one, which means, and that's still too slow. What I mean is, instead of tapping all three beats, I just tap the first beat of each measure. Let's see, that's at 70. So 70 times 3, I'm technically at 210 beats per minute. You know, so. And that's too fast. I still don't like that. Let me go back to 65. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Again, no warm up, but so please don't share this with people, okay? No warm up or nothing. I'm just demonstrating. That was demonstrating the metronome on one in three quarter time. If you did want to put it in quarter notes instead of dotted half, that would be, then you would just go up to 210. Let me just find my example. 210. And then you could even set the, oh, my metronome only goes up to 208. So, and I'm going to put it on every first beat is different. So there's almost my same tempo that I just did. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, you got the right idea.